Good afternoon, everyone. So this afternoon, I would like to talk about expectation and how we deal with this, because expectation is one of the biggest obstacles, especially to meditators. You know, if we expect, you know, and then we expect what's going to happen, and sometimes maybe we read some of the meditation books, different stages of meditations, how blissful it is, and we have that expectation. And because of that, the expectation actually has come from the craving, desires. This is the first hindrance. There are five hindrances, this is the first one. And it's really stopped us from progressing, because we try to make things happen. I remember some years ago, someone used to ask the same questions again and again. So he said that when he 15 years ago he meditated, he was meditating, and he has experienced this it's a blissful state. So he was really blissful, and he really enjoyed that meditation and with the nimittas, and he played around with it. His nimitta. So his nimitta becomes like a ball in front of his nose, you know. So then he played around with that. And then after that, because of he stopped having nimitta after that, and he'd been looking for the nimittas for 15 years. So, and I told him, I said, if you're looking for the nimittas, he will never come. I said, you can never make it happen. And he tried very hard. He tried to make it happen, and it will not happen, because it is crave. Once you crave, once your mind decide, this is the desires. Actually, lots of people think that the nimitta is moving. At nimitta, that is the light, that is the reflections of the mind. When your mind is very peaceful, very calm, that is the nimitta. You know, that is a reflections of the mind. So actually it's not the nimitta move, actually the mind move. That's why sometimes people started to have a bit of nimitta, like comes out, and then they're very excited, they try to catch it, or I try to hold on to it. So the moment you try to hold on to it, it's a disappear. And then people ask me, why it's disappear? I said, because when you're excited, your mind is not still anymore. You know, because initially your mind is really still, very calm. And then you say, oh, nimitta. And you become excited. And then you try to hold on to the nimitta and make the nimitta stay. So once you try to make it stay, it won't stay. Because your mind already moved. You see? Whenever we crave, the mind is moving. You know, we want something, the one thing. The mind is moving. Only through letting go, the mind still. Because we want something. I remember many years, you know, when I was in Thailand many years ago. And sometimes, like, you know, how is it? Like a day before you have a good meditation. And then the next day, I couldn't wait till that. I rushed back to my kuti. I tried to finish off my work very quickly. I rushed off, you know. And wanted to go back to my kuti and sit, and then couldn't wait, you know. And the moment I sit down, my goodness, the mind all over the place, because you craved, you wanted that happen, and you tried to make that happen. And I remember I tried to sit down there and try to recollect. How did I do it? How did that, you know? And I tried to make that happen, and the harder I try, the worse. And I'm getting, my mind is even not peaceful, because you are wanting something, you try to get something, and then you try to manufacture, and you try to make it happen. So that is not, we meditate is not getting something. That's why if you try to get somewhere, it's gone. You see, a lot of people, it's a very common question they ask, oh, you know, my mind is started to be really peaceful and calm, oh, and then, you know, and I can really focus on my breath, I feel really good. So what's next? So I said, please never next. So because when you think of what's next, when you want something else, isn't it? And then you crave for something else. When you crave, the mind moves. So each time you notice that you have this craving, you want something else, that's like, you just remind yourself, be content, whatever you experience. There is no good or bad meditation. Because sometimes you have to understand, for example, sometimes we need to work, like in lay life, you need to work. So, after work, when you come back, because your mind been busy, and you cannot force your mind to be calm, to be peaceful immediately. It's just normal. The mind is a bit busy, it's a bit difficult to calm down, to settle down, it's busy. It's natural. So that's why you have to create the cause. You have to create the condition for a peaceful mind. So you just sit back, just relax and try not to rush into focus on your breath. So you just okay, just sit there, just relax, just aware what's happening. So even if your mind wander off, it's okay, you just allow it wander off and you just very gently bring the mind back, place it onto your breath again. And just let it be. And then each time it's wander off, you just keep doing that. This is how you condition your mind, you train your mind, that whenever there is any thoughts arises, and you just become like automatic. You will just come back. Your mind won't go very far if you keep training your mind like that. So after a while, your mind naturally won't go far. You have to allow more time. This is the transition period. You have to allow the mind to slow down first before it's become peaceful. So that's why a lot of people try to force the mind and try to focus and try very hard and using lots of willpower to try to push the mind. And you cannot crush the mind like that. The more you do that, actually, you agitate the mind. Sometimes you ended up very agitated. If you feel like the agitation, irritation there because you try very hard. The harder you try, the worse, isn't it? You try to focus. I remember when early days I practice another type of meditation. So when I change to breath meditation, of course I'm not used to it. So I find it very difficult to focus on the breath because I've been practicing other type of meditation for a few years. Just imagine how can I change this habit within a short period, isn't it? So automatically I always go back to the old method, doing the old system. So then I try very hard. And I discovered that the harder I try really hard, try to focus so hard. And I become very agitated. And I couldn't sit. I can only sit for the most 45 minutes already. I can't stand. I have to get up. Before that, When I did the other type of meditation, I can sit for 2-3 hours is not a problem. But with this, because the more I try to use willpower to focus on the breath, I find it very hard. I feel my whole body is very tight, because when you crave for something, when you want something, your whole body becomes uptight. So next time, You try to pay attention on your body sensations and feeling. When you crave for something, you can feel your whole body's uptight. So when you relax and you let things go, you can feel your body is really calm and relaxed. So that's why it's very important when you start not to rush into the breath, focusing on the breath. Just pay attention to your bodily sensation, your feelings, see how, you say I'm tight, because sometimes, because of work, lots of sometimes anxieties, and the body becomes really uptight, and we are not relaxed enough. So sometimes it's important, we relax the body first. So calm the body first. So when we calm the body, you know, when our body relax, it's naturally, you know, the mind, you feel really calm. When you feel calm, and then you just let it be, and just to allow the breath come to you. Because when your mind started to become really calm and relaxed, actually the breath very obvious. It's come by itself, and you don't even have to try to focus on the breath. It's come so easy. And this is how I discovered that. Actually, the harder I try, actually the worse. You know, I'm further from the goal. So, and this is the biggest obstacles. And lots of people is a very, very common. This is a very common problem with many meditators, especially sometimes when they have the very nice meditations, you know. Then because of that, actually, it's become an obstacle. And then for a long time, they try to experience that, and then they can't. You see, it's just like I told you just now, that one of the guy, and he looked for his nimitta for 15 years. So I told him, don't look for your nimitta. If you look for your nimitta, you never get it. You can't get it. You know, you only through letting go. Because when you let go, you just letting be. You know, letting go means letting be whatever, you know, your mind wander off is okay. Just let it be. And then you just keep bringing, you know, your attention back to the breath. After a while, it won't even go far. And you have to train the mind, and not to expect, you know, but to have to attain certain stages. So a lot of people, you know, want so much to attain certain stages. You know, I want this, you know, to attain nimitta state or jhanas, and then they're never content. You know, when the mind become peaceful, they want to have nimitta. When they have nimitta, they want to have jhanas. When they have first jhana, they want to have second jhana. And the moment you want, the moment you crave, the mind move, it's gone. So then just when you're peaceful, you just aware that it's peaceful. Just keep going and keep going and keep going. Never try to look for what is going to happen. Sometimes when you say, what is the next thing? So you just allow it to happen. It will happen by itself. It's not to worry, you know. You just like the Buddha said, you know, this cultivate this path, you know. It's just like it's just like the hand sitting on eggs. The eggs, if it's long enough, it will naturally hatch, isn't it? Do the hands need to set that may my eggs hatch? They don't have to, isn't it? It's long enough, it's a natural. So that's like, it's just relax and, you know, not to rush into, try to use willpower to focus on your meditation object. Just everything is good enough. Even if your mind wander off, it's good enough. So just relax your body and just sitting there for a little while doing nothing. Try very hard to focus on the breath. The harder you try, the further away you are from the goal. And you become, it's not, it, actually you agitate the mind. So the mind is just moving when you crave. So this is one of the biggest obstacles, you know. There's some people said that, why I feel like I'm not progressing, like my meditation, like going backwards. Like I can never, you know, experience the peace, you know. The calms I used to experience before. And the harder they try, the worse. And sometimes it also happen when your mind become really calm, peaceful, and some of the defilements, you know, the emotions that you have been suppressing, it's been there. It's just that when our mind too busy, when we're too busy, we've been dis- you know, is always following our desires and running around and without knowing that actually is there. Some of the things that are unresolved, like emotion, is underneath. So when the mind become really peaceful, calm, and you can see this is emerged. It's just like when the water is still in the pond, and you can really see very clearly all the rubbish, you know, all the tires, you can see everything. And this is the same, you know, it comes out. So not to worry about that. Sometimes some people think that, oh, what's wrong with me? It's just like, it's just many, many layers, you know, because it's there. It's only thing that when you're always busy. So because this is follow our thinking, our thoughts, you know, we travel to Siberia, we are not really, you know, we are not in the present moment of awareness, we are not aware. And sometimes we have all these underlying tendencies, these underlying emotions, is being hidden. So as you practice, as you take off the surface layer, you know, then you see the under layer. And then when this kind of like very intense emotion comes out, you just sit there, let it be. Acceptance is very important, to accept, allow it be. Because sometimes people think that it's wrong, like it shouldn't be there, and they try to push it away. The heart, if you try to push it away, actually you are reinforced that emotion. It's become stronger. So whenever this emerge, you just sit there and let it be, and you just let it, you know, just let the energy wear out. It's a wear out by itself. You know, you don't try to use willpower to try to push it away or try to get rid of things. You cannot do that, because this is the accumulations of that energy. You know, for example, like it's just like the ball is spinning, the ball spinning. You know, so when we kick the ball, you know, when we spin the ball continue to spin, you know. But if you just leave it alone, it still spin the ball, you know. But the energy becomes slower, you know, it slow down, isn't it? So if you let it be, it will slow down by itself. So if next time, and then the next time you sit, and then this emotion come out again, and you let it be, and then it's a slow down again, and I mean, little by little, each time it comes out, it becomes less and less intense. And then it will gradually stop by itself, you know? Because when we try to make it stop, we try to get rid of it, actually we are spinning we are giving fuel to that defilements, to that emotion. So we spin the ball, and then it keep on. That's why it never stops. So it keeps spinning. That's why we don't have to try to get rid of the emotions or whatever experience, that very unpleasant feelings that you experience. You just let it be. You just be patient. Then after a while, if you keep practicing, and this comes up, it will not go away immediately. It takes time. You know, because just imagine how many lifetimes, isn't it, we've been accumulate, you know? Accumulation is just many lifetimes accumulation. It will not go away immediately, but you can see your progress. Each time when it emerges, it becomes less and less and less intense. And eventually one day, it stops. It's just like the ball, you know? You just stop spinning then. You just stop spinning them, they still spin, but it will stop by itself. This is how the mind works. But a lot of people try very hard, try to do this, try to do that. And actually, it's very simple. The meditation is just very simple, but it's very difficult. It's just as simple as that. You know, whatever you experience, you let it be. And you let it be. It's okay, it's fine. And the mind just naturally will stop by itself. you know, the movement, you know, of the mind will stop by itself. You know, as long as we don't add in the fuel. Because when we add in the fuel, and then it will keep going. You know, just like you keep putting fuel into the fire, it will keep burning. So this is how the craving, so the mind movement, this movement of the mind will stop by itself. But you cannot use willpower and try to make it stop. It will never stop. It will only stop by itself through letting go. Not to try to interfere and let things be, whatever you experience, even though it's very unpleasant feelings, we just sit there and just sit through it. Just let it be. So I offer this for your reflection. So we are going to sit till 4 o'clock. So just find a comfortable posture. Just to relax your body. Just relax. And not trying to focus on your breath. Just relax. Just bring your awareness into this body. Just aware the feelings and sensations of the body. Just aware that if it's hot, you just feel it. Just aware that it's hot. And just let it be. If it's tightness there, you just relax the body. Just stay in the present moment of awareness. Just being aware of what's happening right now. So there's one question from Romania. How is it done in a practical way in terms of letting go of thoughts that comes again and again during meditation? When I became aware that I'm thinking, do I just take the attention from the thought and bring it to the breath? Is this gentle and kind enough? So, yes, so, this is also is one of the way that if it sometimes that someone, you know, have told me before that sometimes that even they try, you know, sometimes the thoughts is very intense, too intense, that sometimes your mind is not strong enough, you don't have the strength to be really just, you know, let the thought be and bring your attention, awareness back to the breath. Sometimes you can do it, but sometimes it's sometimes your mind is not that strong, you know, you'll not be able to really that let it go. So another way to help with this, you can replace those thoughts that, you know, for example, usually those unwholesome thoughts that's really bother us very much. If it's unwholesome thoughts, we can replace these unwholesome thoughts with wholesome thoughts. So this is one of the way that to help. Because sometimes, especially those unwholesome thoughts, sometimes it's very intense. And especially sometimes it's those kind of thoughts that is quite emotional type. And it's sometimes very difficult, I mean easy to say and done, that we just ignore it and go back to the breath, go back to the meditation object. But sometimes that it is too intense that the mind is just not strong enough to just say, it's easy to say let go, but the mind is not that there yet, you know, to be able to just let it go. So if you can, that is another way, that is to replace those unwholesome thoughts with wholesome thoughts. Because with wholesome thoughts, actually it's help to calm your mind down. For example, when we have a lot of anger, so if we replace the thoughts of this anger with the thoughts of loving kindness, then it's help to softening the mind. And the mind become peaceful. But if we be able to do that, like we just take the attention from the thought and bring it back to the breath, then it is good enough and kind enough just to let it be and come back and not try to push it away. So this is one way. If we can do it, this is the best way. But sometimes if you have these unwholesome thoughts that are really very intense, then we have to put in the right effort, that is to replace these unwholesome thoughts with wholesome thoughts. That is another way. And with some reflection, you know, some wise reflections, we reflect on some qualities like gratitude, content, you know, contentment, and to bring that, you know, in the forefront on the mind. So when you have this unwholesome thoughts, actually it's helped you to calm the mind down. And this is one way. So any more questions and comments? Okay, no. So then we can end this session.